have a basketball program that we all expect to compete for Big Ten and national championships year in and year out.
There's no other way to look at it. It's one of the better jobs in the Big Ten.
Final four! I didn't think you was going to be this good, but it feels good!
The Orange Crush are going to win! It's the Frank Williams Show!
First, I need that national championship.
Welcome on in, everyone, to the boardroom. Maddie here alongside Josh, Johnny, and Sam as Illinois falls to MSU by 3 in overtime. This one is for all you sickos out there that just insist we record after losses. I feel like our historical record here in recording with losses is typically like we'll do the post-tournament and then we'll just do like the most gut-wrenching loss, you know, at the time of the year. And this one's certainly up there. Yeah, what can you say though? You went to the Breslin Center. Your best player is like 1 for 16. You're without Kylan. You can't get a damn call for your life, and you still are a prayer miracle three away from sending this thing into double OT. So,
yeah, thankfully it doesn't really change anything about how I feel about this team or how we feel about this team. There was a very valiant effort that where you didn't have it. Maybe Keaton's rethinking his haircut because he looked like a different person out there. And you were still in a like absolute barn burner against a top 10 team on the road. So can't complain too much, but it would have been really nice to have. And there were definitely some homering refs at the Breslin Center.
Johnny goes, can't complain, but we will.
Yeah.
Can't complain, but Jeremy Pierce should be, ejected beer. From basketball. You know, can't complain, but do you want to lead with that? I mean, I think we should just lead with exactly what you did say, Johnny, of just like, it doesn't change anything, right? You went on the road to a top 10 team on a Saturday night. Again, without Kylan, and you went wire to wire again without your best player, with him having arguably his worst game of the season right there. We could do a lot of coach speak.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
Learn from
same
this
thing.
One,
we shot 10 for 36 from three. You know, that's pretty uncommon. But at the end of the day, like, you're a box out away from winning the game when Michigan State had that rebound to then pass it out to Kurtang for a three that thankfully – we end up getting fouled on the way back down, and Jake Davis, ice in his veins, makes both free throws. But you're a couple bounces away from winning that game, so can't complain too much. I don't know, Josh, if you had different takeaways.
No, it doesn't really change much. I agree on how I feel about this team. Frustrating game. I really think like Kylan being there would have like been able to calm some of the nerves that Keaton was probably feeling throughout the game. One takeaway I don't have, and I just sent this take to the group chat, is like, in no way did I think that Jason Jatsky's was going to be a plus in this game. Yes. Jason, well, how did I mispronounce the name? How did I
Jaxis.
Is that what you do over the summer? You go Jason Jatsky's? You're on the
I did not there, say like... Jatsky's for the record, but like the fact Jason that is Jetskis. A take of
wait,
someone
since he
on
just
the
said
internet...
since he just said Jatsky's though separately, you could like definitely cut it up to make it say
Josh, for no specific reason, can you just really slowly for me say Jatsky? really.
But anyways, that's just not a takeaway I would have from this game. Pretty wild for anyone to have a take like that.
For fouling. Well, or maybe just, with Ibisic.
You really thought we had
out.
A size disadvantage in that game?
Well, I'm just saying because Brad put Brandon Lee in there. Maybe we need someone to foul. Ibisic fouled out. Maybe he's just saying that in the last, 2 minutes of overtime, it would have been nice to have a tall body.
We had a 7'2 person there.
It could have been nice to have a second one. This is
I think that was related to the end of the first half when we had to drop Vonimir back out with two fouls.
Wait, 1 second. The time of this tweet and everyone can
7:37.
7:37. Nothing to do with overtime. Like even not even halftime yet, I don't think.
Anyways,
my opinion on the game, yeah. It sucks getting Breslin. I guess I initially did not think the Fears call was like, and obviously it wasn't a tripping call, but I could The internet really thinks that it was not like Illinois internet, like national media internet. And maybe they're just trying to get in on some likes and retweets. But like, I don't know. Like, I know you guys were at a crowded bar and everyone was Illinois fans for the game. Were you guys pretty convinced that it was at the time? I mean, it's not unlike him for him to trip people.
I don't know. It's like one of those things where it's like, what are the odds that, after a couple of, borderline plays, there's another one here, and that other play is also not maybe with a malicious intent. It's like if that is the player that you are develop if you're developing that reputation, and he played it like he played really well, you don't get the benefit of the doubt in a situation like that. So if whether it's dirty or not, I don't know, but because of the history there, I do feel like people are going to look at it more under a microscope.
Yeah, I just find it hilarious that Izzo said he's gonna sit him and then didn't sit him.
He is the accountability czar, Tom Izzo. He really showed us. He really he
Yeah, he
really I
played
feel like
43
D'Antonio
minutes,
knew something and
43.
Izzo did
Yeah,
too. There we go.
43 minutes for Fierce. But yeah, I think if it were another player, you might not be looking for it, right?
Correct.
But with this player, he kind of doesn't have the benefit of the doubt. And it might have been a play on if it was someone else, but there's just so many examples of it time and time again, right? There were like, you clip up the Minnesota game, there's six different dirty plays. The Michigan game before that, he's taken out someone's ankles. So when you do that every single game, it adds up. So Sam, I don't know if I cut you off there, but
I was gonna say it. I don't think Jeffrey Anderson and Kelly Pfeiffer, good riddance to them. I don't think they're allowed to like take that context into consideration when they're like reviewing this call in the game. It just.
I think I feel like in the NBA they do. Like, I'll use a random example, Draymond
What?
Green. Like, of all, like, I do feel like he is refereed differently because of these refs are human too, right?
Part
Like,
of it is, well, did Jeremy Fears get called for both of them in the Minnesota game? Like, how many has he actually gotten called for? Because I think that is like, if you didn't get called for it, you can't be like, oh, I know this guy made like a dirty play that he got away with.
but they've seen they understand the
Yeah.
quote unquote
Like,
reputation that he's like
yeah.
they're of the league, they're aware of the stuff that's going on. You're right. I don't know if that's fair to judge. Like, you have to judge the play for what it is, but again, like, you're going to be under a microscope whether you like it or not if that's the reputation that you're developing there. But look,
Yeah.
he was able to put it behind himself, especially in the second half, and just be an absolute assist wizard. And hitting a lot of free throws down the stretch and in overtime, and yeah, pull it out and get the MVP chance, and I'm sure that's a long forgotten memory for him now. Yeah, these lost
Steve,
podcasts are these the
that
one the
was
L
one
the
of those
L
ones.
words. It seems like something that would just like consistently happen, like to a play. To a player of a team coach by a head coach who gets to be invited. This is a long stretch on this one. Gets to be invited to the Champions Classic every single year since 2011, but they haven't been in, like, they haven't won a championship since 2002. Like, somehow this guy always seems to get the benefit of the doubt. That's
Great,
accountabilities are
Grayson Allen.
accountabilities are Tom Izzo holds players really accountable.
When was our last regular season loss podcast, by the way? I was wondering that on the drive home.
I can only think of one that we've done. I know we've done, I think, probably like two or three, but I can only think of one, and
I'll look it up.
it's the not the Palestra, but whatever their Huff Hall is, the Penn State, where we absolutely collapsed and they stormed the court there. That was one where Johnny was like, guys, we need to talk about this
Yeah.
collapse right there. But have we done another one since
What's
maybe
really
one
good is
other?
we name our titles very specifically if we won or lost.
I have
So.
run out of creativity at this point. Like, here's the thing, you are not clicking on the episode for the title, right? Like, I doubt it. I doubt it. You're clicking on it, for the
right.
basketball minute and then us for talk about,
Intern, you got it?
No, I mean, like,
Oh.
we have round of 32 exit
That doesn't
from
count.
last
That doesn't
year.
count.
And then, oh, this is always a
It's got
classic.
to be regular season.
It's Tara Payne, so I can just guess what that one was about.
Of course. Maryland last year. Yeah. No, the winning ones are a lot more fun, I will say, to record. Johnny and I going duos 1v1ing each other the other night was a blast,
I had a
right
great
there.
time listening to you guys.
Did you enjoy that one?
I did. There was two parts where I could have jumped in and just been like, nope, maybe something else, but it was
No.
still
Oh yeah. Do you wanna look, I am very chronically online, but I'm not quite, I think, as chronically online as you are at times.
recent responsibilities have made me less online or more
There it is.
online at certain
Drink.
parts. Drink as a father.
I messed up the whole it's like the people were joking, it's the biggest game of all time. Apparently it's some like inside joke on the internet, right, Josh? What is it now?
Yeah, the Illinois Burnerverse really has been saying that the next game has been the biggest game in Underwood's coaching career for the last, I would say, the entire season. So
Aha. Oh.
that was the thing. So I will say the next game is one of the biggest games of Underwood's coaching career.
Would you say the next one?
The next one.
Okay.
I'm kind of bummed it's a Tuesday night. Like, we could use a little bit of rest playing a Tuesday, like Saturday into Tuesday after overtime when you're already like a pretty short rotation of seven guys. Like, we're going to need the crush to come out on
Okay.
Tuesday and provide some energy.
I have a takeaway from today's game.
I knew you were going to go here. Let's hear it.
I just like is it stadium construction? Is that what it is? Like, what makes Breslin so much louder on TV
Louder.
than Orange Crush?
They have more seats. Like, I think part of the issue with Orange
It's
Crush is
not.
there's not a lot of
No,
seats.
no,
It
no.
goes up
Oh,
like the
oh.
entire the is
Visually,
zone.
it looks like that because of maybe the depth of the camera, but I don't think it is that crazy of a difference.
Okay. It's loud. I don't know. It's louder. I think maybe some of the non-fans get into it. I think their fans are really loud. They jump. Maybe it's just a culture thing. It's a history thing. It's just I don't know. But they are a really hard place to play, clearly.
You respect it.
Wrestling masks add a couple of
Oh,
decibels
it was
for
their
sure.
Super Bowl for sure.
It
Oh,
was their
it was
Super
their
Bowl.
Super Bowl. It was their Super
Yeah.
Bowl. So Crush Tuesday, get loud. This is the other sort of not like mistake or oopsie that I want to talk about from the podcast the other night. Johnny, you and I talked about how Brad didn't take his starters out, up 30 with 5, 6, 7 minutes left in the game. Robert actually addressed that because someone asked him. And he, I'm sort of paraphrasing the retweet that the committee really values the point differential. And I think this is a really interesting conversation that we can have is would you rather, because I think the guy's legs were pretty wobbly tonight at the end of MSU, and especially in overtime when you're playing a 7-8 man rotation here down Kylan Boswell. Would you rather put your pedal to the metal and beat Northwestern by more points when the game is in the bag and risk injury? Or would you rather take your starters out and give them a couple more minutes rest where, I don't know, I think those extra couple of minutes rest really could have come in handy. For a guy like Keaton, he's freshman, you're putting a lot of minutes on those legs early on. I think there's an argument to be made there.
Yeah, I mean, when you lose a game in overtime, like they're razor thin margins, so you can question whether or not a couple extra minutes would have maybe been beneficial. I think it's a fair question. Yeah, it's tough. Similar to the basketball game, I don't know if this podcast has a great flow right now, but
I'm in it. I
yeah.
mean, Johnny's laying on the couch there.
The depression is just hitting me, you know. Just we were almost at 13 wins, you know. The streak ends, and it is what it is. But
Can I say something to make you feel better, Johnny?
yeah.
You are 11-2 in the conference. You're 20-4 overall, and you still get to play Michigan at the end of the month, hopefully with Kylan Boswell at home, and you essentially control your own destiny here still for the Big Ten title. You still are a game ahead of Michigan State in the standings, and every goal that Illinois had going in tonight is still there. And
I
yeah.
100% agree with you, but I'm thinking about that Keaton three. That was a good look that he missed. That box out that we almost had.
And Keaton should have gone just straight up with it after he stole it. You know, that or Jake Davis going straight up after
those
that
ones
pass.
Were so hard just because like they I feel like you're kind of
Jake really
in
was
shock.
Contested too.
They were in shock.
Yeah, that we got
that
the ball.
Had the
yeah,
ball.
You've got, Keaton like Keaton was more of an open shot that he should have taken than Jake Davis there, but I just don't know if you want to just like put it in a catch and shoot with Zvani.
It's such a hard position to be in. You're not.
I mean,
actually
like,
expecting.
We're never in those positions.
Yeah, why?
I'm never in those.
Why didn't we drop a better play there?
I get to ask Brad. I know this moment will be, I mean, obviously not like forgotten, but because we lost, it will sort of fade a little bit more into oblivion. But like, holy shit, Jake Davis, like, put the balls in the wagon. Pardon my French. Like, those two free throws. He was like kind of smirking, you know, they called timeout after the first one. He's kind of smiling. And then on the bench, he was after he hit him, he's kind of like laughing. That was awesome. Again, he has been more than valiant in Kylan's absence, and he was good tonight. You know, those two free throws were awesome down the stretch. It's a shame that, you know, those free throws were not in a winning effort, but like that's teach tape right there for how to hit free throws in clutch time. And we appreciate that.
Yeah,
by making them
each tape, it's like, all right,
see what he did there.
But I mean, speaking of things that like will fade into oblivion, I thought David was awesome tonight, and he was going lefty almost every time. He had almost like a lefty hook shot at one point. Like
he was going lefty, and I'm pretty sure multiple times he went off the wrong foot. You're supposed to go off your inside foot to like protect your body, and he just wasn't doing it, which I feel like is like kind of a natural tendency for righties, but it sort of like made it more fun.
Yeah, it was great. We were saying how Michigan State fans were probably so frustrated that this unathletic looking guy who's slow is just kind of causing a painful death for them. But unfortunately, bringing the ball
running
up.
Point Merc.
Yeah. And just shot after shot going in. He was special, and like just picking Keaton up when he was not playing his best. And there was a lot of really good Andre Stojakovic in that game too. Just kind of driving to the hoop at certain points, a few shots that maybe would have liked to had back, but as a whole, he was really solid tonight.
Does John Rothstein like have to update like his stats on like games in which Stojakovic scores more than 10 points versus not? Like, if does that
he's deleted
like,
the tweet,
but like who, like what's the bar that has to be set to be considered an X factor is my question.
I don't know, we have to ask the man himself. But when you only have three losses, yeah, it's kind of a funny tweet.
People bought his shirt more frequently than ours, that's all I'm saying.
Do we still we don't have a shirt anymore? We should get a
I know
shirt
we
again.
I had a shirt idea in the shower this morning.
A shirt idea in the shower this morning. Give it to us.
Okay. So the main face of it is Keaton. Okay. Like it's his face. But then like you write like off to the side Brad quotes that never came to fruition. So it's like Vesic is the best passer I've ever seen. And then it's like
It's all like Alex Austin is our best perimeter defender. This would be
One, you just run those quotes on the side, and then on the back of it, it's like Keaton, Combo, KJ, and Will.
Okay.
You think you would do numbies?
There's like a lot going on that I can't call it all in my head. Like there's so much going on. Like it's so good. I know. It's just so good. I think we might have to take this part out of the episode just because it's so good. I don't want anyone to steal. Is that okay?
If someone makes money on this shirt, I would get a cut no matter what.
Okay. Like, is that AI? No.
What about does Keaton get a cut of the shirt or just
he's got an agent. He's making money now. Oh, have we gotten to the part of the show where we start doing hypotheticals based off current events?
So no, which, tell me more.
Which Illinois player would be best in the Winter Olympics and in what sport? Top, like I said, current events.
Basketball player? Or?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I feel like you're going for something specific here.
No, I'm just, we're at the point now where we're just kind of
Oh, we're just
kind of at
flowing.
the
Yeah.
this is we always get to this part. We get to the hypotheticals for Lost Podcast. We did this. We
I
said
think
this for the Penn
Blake.
State one too. We were like, if Penn State were to play another random, somewhat neutral home game, where would they play it? I said the Palestra. Johnny's done. Johnny's
He
done.
doesn't want a
Sad.
podcast anymore.
Johnny does. Johnny, when we leave the bar, he's like, "Do you guys want to do a podcast?" And he's
That
just.
ride home really hit him.
But yeah, I was in shock.
What else you guys got?
I
And
could
this is
see
why we don't.
Zvonimir as like a skier, you know. He kind of reminds me
7 foot.
of Gumby a little bit, his body.
Gumby was a good
Now we're
skier.
going. There we go, Johnny. Now we're getting it. Now
Just
we're
gotta get
getting
that
it.
brain phone with the skeleton answer.
Oh, Johnny, you left your hat at the
Johnny.
bar. We just got a text from the
Ooh,
manager of the
bummer.
bar.
Breaking.
You left.
See,
Breaking
I
news.
was, yeah.
Johnny left his hat at the bar.
The thing is, Johnny has two hats. One of them is at the bar, the other is at my house.
Johnny, what are you gonna do tomorrow when you go outside?
Got a third hat. Don't worry.
Okay.
All right.
Johnny's not
Well,
going outside
we
tomorrow.
gotta get that. It's the Super Bowl party. Josh, thanks for hosting. I know you
Yeah.
really you were you ins you're like you insisted. We're like, Josh, you've got a kid now. Don't host the Super Bowl party. And you're like, no, it's tradition. We have to host the Super Bowl party. We have to. And I was like, if you insist. So
Only
thanks.
brought like good energy to our household, me hosting this. So
Yeah.
that's
All right.
is that sarcasm?
Why would that be sarcasm?
Let's just say you're getting the kid Tuesdays, Thursdays, and every other Sunday.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
June 27th. All right. Legit though, basketball, Illinois. I hate to be the guy that brings us back. Guys, I hate playing disciplinarian here, but I hate to do this, but we should probably talk about Wisconsin because if there was ever a get right game, come on, Wisconsin. How many in a row, Johnny, against Wisconsin?
So we lost to them last year.
All right, I hate to be that guy, but
And we
I hate
lost
to
in
be
football
I hate to
too.
be that disciplinarian, but we should probably not talk about basketball anymore. I forgot the streak did end.
Yeah, we still have a streak with Michigan, but we did lose to Wisconsin last year, 95-74. That game was right after a Michigan State game. But that was like right in the stretch there where we lost to Duke. That was kind of the downtrodden part of the season last year. But different year. We're going to bounce back. I believe in us. Really going to need some home energy.
Did you
Oh.
guys did you see Nigel Hayes won the Euro championship with Fenerbahce?
Oh, there it is. There's Sam's contribution.
He's back in the NBA.
Nigel Hayes?
Yes.
Is he?
He also goes by Nigel Hayes Davis now.
Because Johnny Davis was his daddy.
Johnny, yeah. He's back in the NBA. I don't even know if
Wait.
I knew he ever was in the NBA.
Sam had a really good text today. When Wisconsin was winning and realizing that they were 8-3 in the Big Ten, and they lost, so that was a good reverse jinx on them. But it is a good point of like we've kind of not really. I think this is the first time Wisconsin has been brought up on our podcast this year,
We've got
because
like so many wins against them, so we don't really talk about that.
we
Even
always
though we
like
only podcast when
we always jump around the Big Ten, and we always talk about the good Big Ten teams, and we haven't talked once about Wisconsin. Sam, you can just off the top of your head rattle six Wisconsin players' names.
Wait, was that a pun intended?
Why?
Jump around the Big Ten?
Yeah, that was pun intended.
Was it?
He's nodding. He's nodding yes.
Sorry, what was the question?
No, you're not getting that. You
Name
said
I don't like Nick Boyd. He played for Dusty May and now he's on Wisconsin. Like, just go be on Michigan's bench and leave us alone.
that's a weird take.
Why?
It's just like
Like,
he
go
wouldn't
play
leave
for your
us alone.
former coach.
Okay. He wouldn't leave us alone in that. All right. Anyways, Nick Boyd's their best player, correct?
Johnny looks like he's about to eliminate his life.
Oh my God.
It's a tough
Oh
one.
my God.
Johnny's like,
Johnny, we're.
I know exactly who their top seven best players are,
Yeah.
according to KenPom, but I'm not in
Yeah.
the
Exactly. Exactly. They have John Blackwell, whose dad played at
Yeah.
Illinois.
John Blackwell.
Nolan Winter, who is on Bob Zupke's list.
Of what?
Of players who have a face that he wants to punch, I think.
Yeah, I guess the good news is they also had an overtime game today, so hopefully their legs will also not be fresh. But yeah, not looking forward to
Hey, boo-boo.
a potential.
Okay, sorry, I thought I was on mute. I thought I was on mute, sorry. Sorry, my wife just came crawling
Who are you talking to? Who are you talking to, sweetie pie?
Talking to my dog. It's just us this weekend. I mean, she can tell I'm in a fragile podcasting state after a tough regular season loss. It's actually the first regular season podcast loss of her life, but.
Might be. No, it's the second or third.
Regular season.
Didn't we do Mar we did Maryland last year, you said.
Hair of pain.
That was
I
Big
thought.
Ten tournament.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of a gray area there.
That's
It's disputed.
a good answer, Johnny.
All
Let me see if the last regular season one to see if
right,
Betty
this
won the
is getting
last.
ridiculous. You
That
guys have the
does,
Super Bowl
and I
tomorrow.
thought about it. That doesn't count as regular season because not every Big Ten team participated.
True.
So that can't be.
Ooh, this one we don't know. Quartile of death equals over. I don't think we won out through many of those
The
games.
quartile of death last year sucked.
We did not do well on the quartile of death.
The quartile of death, we came out of that battered, bruised, and the Q of D was not good.
Do you think we lost going into crossover podcast with 200 level?
I don't know, do we?
Sorry, Huey.
All right.
Huey Dewey. This
So
is
yeah,
one of the podcasts.
gotta get right. No, just don't even. Just this is what the people wanted. They
But
were like.
remember, if you are listening this far, like you can't be critical because like you're still here for some reason. So like it's
You are,
like
we're so mean to the people that listen. We always are so degrading to
no, I'm
ourselves.
not
We're
mean.
degrading
I'm
to
we're
ourselves.
yeah, we're degrading to ourselves. You know, I like texted about this a few weeks ago. It's like the old like thing, like fable or whatever. It's like a bookie emails 100 people. He says team, and he tells half of them team A is going to win, team B is going to win. Then whichever team wins, he takes those people, splits them in half. Team A is going to win, team B is going to win. Whichever team wins, you know, so on and so forth until someone thinks it's like whoever is still listening to this podcast, it's like they think this is greatness because like everyone who doesn't think it's great has already dropped. So like if you're still here, like you're here for this.
Esponda.
Yeah, I mean that. Yeah, so many of the people who were at Finley Dunn's tonight, it was packed. It was very fun. So if you were a listener and you were also at Finley Dunn's, I hope you had a great time.
Johnny's like, of the three of you, how many of you were at Finley Dunn's?
Yeah, but it was. I was bummed that we lost, partially because think about like this is such a continue to like jump on the bandwagon sort of game where so many people made their Saturday night plans and you want to have like a really good taste in your mouth and to kind of lose in overtime, just a little bit of a bummer. Obviously, people are still going to be around for the tournament and when we play Michigan, but like here was another real chance to continue to get it. I mean, it's so cool that Keaton Wagler leads the country and like jerseys sold, right?
Yeah.
Like that's like 3 straight weeks of that. Sadly, I think him going 2 for 16, maybe not as many kids buying Wagler jerseys, but there's going to be like kids in the state of Illinois who choose to wear the number 23 because of Keaton, right? And people are going to be like, oh, why are you wearing 23? Is it because of Michael Jordan? No, it's because of Keaton Wagler. Like, that's kind of a crazy thing to think about. We had another opportunity to really like widen that fan base, but there'll be more opportunities. But definitely,
but
definitely a bummer. But it, I had we won and maybe Keaton had played a better game, I was about to be like, on the record, Keaton is the best player in the state of Illinois history to wear the number 23. But
you were
we'll
so
save that.
Close.
We were so close, but
just
we'll
needed
save that.
One more game. Just
yeah, we'll save that for the tournament.
One more regular season game, conference yeah. game to earn the stripes, but
because Devin Hester,
Jermaine Dye. Yeah.
So Wisconsin, Indiana, and then our LA trip is our next four games. I know as fans, we're supposed to look ahead. right? That's what you say, Maddie, all the time?
Games in mirror look closer than they may appear.
3-1 minimum.
Got to go 3-1.
Incomparable. Yeah, for sure.
Oh, what a great response there. I missed that one.
That is. You've seen like Purdue kind of fall apart a little bit, and even MSU, like before this game, had a few rough games. Just like don't fall apart a little bit. Like
this team a little more.
I'm not saying they will. I'm giving them advice.
Okay.
If they're listening,
don't lose, Jake. Make free throw one, then make free throw two. That's your advice.
And then show everyone how you did it.
Just like this. Yeah, don't fall apart. You still control your destiny. 11-2 in the Big Ten. All right. Anything else? Johnny's like, just get me out of here, boys.
Johnny, I really hope to see you tomorrow at my Super Bowl party. Yeah. It'd be very nice. You have to pick up. I think you have a hat and a scarf from the last time you're here. Sam has a shirt and I'll leave it at that. And then Maddie, what do you have?
You
at
make
my
it
house?
Sound like I had a one night stand there. Like
what do I have? I don't know, but I'm bringing Tupperware. That's all I know. I'm bringing.
That's all you know.
It's a big day for the Plastic Boys tomorrow. It's a big day for Tupperware. Big, big day.
Real quick, should we do Mount Rushmore of Tupper?
I got Mark. I got Mark. Mark. I got Ware.
Kevin Ware.
Tupper.
David Tupper, or is he?
The Panthers owner? That's a Tepper, not a Tupper.
DeMarcus?
But like for the sake of, who's DeMarcus Tupper?
No, DeMarcus Ware.
Yeah, we said.
We have the last meal of the day that old people eat.
Supper.
Oh, that's supper. That's supper.
Supper.
Some
of them probably say like Tupperware, like stuff like they can't, like if they don't have teeth, they say like they can't pronounce their S's if they
here,
don't have
here,
teeth.
Come here, boo boo. Come here, boo boo.
Tupper.
yeah, that's I don't know. You got another a fourth Tupper?
Well, it's Tupperware, so we get the full.
Yeah.
All right. That's all I got. That's all I got, folks.
Where is
that's
Waldo?
All we...
Like the where?
Okay. Okay, boo boo. Look, it takes a lot. It's anyone can come on here after a win and, you know, prognosticate about the future of Illinois basketball. It takes a special group of young men on a Saturday night to log on after going to Finley Dunn's and to talk about a loss. You know,
someone came up to me today and was like, like, who are the like people that are listening to this podcast?
Stop!
Like, no. It was
people
like,
are listening right now, and they're getting like offended. They're getting offended. They're getting offended.
Like why? Like she goes, she said, like, is it because is it the same type of people who like after they watch a movie they go to Reddit and they're like trying to like get like confirmation bias? I'm like, it's those exact.
I do that
people.
All the time. I do that all the time though. After
it's
like
those
every
exact
TV
people.
Episode.
Yeah.
This is so different. This is sports.
Okay, so no. If they're looking for confirmation bias. The refs were terrible at Michigan State. You saw it with your eyes. So did I. Keaton was due for a bad game. He'll be fine.
It was more the haircut than anything else. He felt a little bit lighter today.
Jeremy Fears just shouldn't have been ejected in the first minute. Yeah,
he said he wasn't that type of person in the post-game interview, if you guys are wondering.
He said he wasn't what?
He wasn't that type of person who would hurt someone.
Okay.
What if you do hurt someone though?
Oopsie. And it's an oopsie.
I kind of want to play them in the Big Ten tournament just to see Kylan guard Jeremy Fears. Like, I think that would be a real battle, which would be very fun to watch.
Very fun matchup. That'd be a super fun
I would like to play Maryland and USC
Northwestern,
and
Penn State.
Northwestern. We have different ideas
Yeah,
of what a good time is.
this probably will like add years to or take away years off of our players' lives. So playing them in the Big Ten tournament, probably not ideal as you're trying to get fresh for March Madness.
Yeah. Oh, all right. Like I said, it takes a special group of young men to come on here and record after a loss. So, gentlemen, you've good job tonight, guys. All right, enjoy the Super Bowl, everyone, and we will catch you on the next episode of the Boardroom ILL.